KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge in New Hampshire says he will certify a class action lawsuit, including all children who will be affected by President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship. The judge also says he'll issue a preliminary injunction blocking that order. The number of people killed in Texas flooding remains 120, and the search for those unaccounted for continues, says Police Sergeant Jonathan Lamb.
Response here in Kirk County continues to expand as the mission becomes more technical. There's more than 2,100 responders on the ground here from state, local, and federal agencies working to reunite victims with families.
At Wimbledon, American Amanda Anisimova has upset number one seed Aryna Sabalenka to reach her first Grand Slam final. The original Birkin bag that gave birth to fashion's most must-have accessory selling at auction today in Paris for more than $8 million. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Experts are reminding Wisconsin residents to take precautions against ticks this summer. Lone star ticks have been confirmed as far north as Douglas County this year. Unlike the deer ticks residents would usually see during the warmer months, the lone star tick could carry alpha-gal syndrome with it. People infected with AGS could develop an allergy to red meats in addition to symptoms of nausea, vomiting, and difficulty breathing. Experts say deer ticks have also been spreading out of their usual wooded areas into places like city parks or suburban lawns. Wisconsin businessman Bill Berrien has announced his intent to run for governor in the 2026 election. He's now the second candidate to officially enter the race and will face off against Washington County Executive Josh Showman in the Republican primary. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and the owner of Pindell Global Precision, a manufacturing business in New Berlin. No Democrats have officially entered the race thus far, but Governor Tony Evers says he will announce his decision on running for a third term within the next couple of weeks. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has signed on to a letter to Kirsten Hillman, the U.S. ambassador to Canada, requesting that she urge the country to improve its forest management practices. The letter is based on severe wildfire seasons over the past few years that have been blowing harmful smoke across the northern border. It claims that a lack of active forest management has contributed to the increasingly severe wildfires, limiting the ability of Midwest residents to enjoy the outdoors during the summer due to dangerous air quality conditions. Governor Tony Evers has announced the appointment of Jody Kumet as the new Barron County Sheriff. Kumet will serve the remainder of Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald's term through January of 2027 following his retirement last month. She has over 30 years of experience in law enforcement with the Wisconsin State Patrol, serving the Barron County community for the majority of her career. She retired from the State Patrol as a senior master trooper in March. Kumet will officially take over the role of Barron County Sheriff on July 28th. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers dominated the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a night off after a dramatic 3-2 win over the Dodgers in extra innings, over 33,000 fans in the stands. Milwaukee with great pitching this week from Peralta, Mizorowski, and Jose Quintana to complete the sweep, manager Pat Murphy.
Quintana just stepped up. He wasn't going to be outdone by anyone. Gave us 6 innings, 2 hits or something like that. And the whole bullpen with McGill, Uribe, Koenig, Anderson, Mears, Ashby.
The Brewers closer Trevor McGill found out he's headed to the All-Star game next week. I asked Dodgers manager Dave Roberts what he thought the Brewers are doing best.
It's a team that play defense really well. Offensively, they just create havoc. They steal, they bunt, they hit and run, they don't strike out much. You know, there's going to be balls in play. Pat does a good job with the roster as far as trying to maximize and create offense, you know, with that ball club.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, doing some recombobulating, an extended session with Dan Schaefer, who joins us at 9:30. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Abu Ben Adam, may his tribe increase, awoke one night from a deep dream of peace and saw within the moonlight of his room, making it rich and like a lily in bloom, an angel writing in a book of gold. Exceeding peace had made Ben Adam bold into the presence of the room. He said, "What writest thou?" The vision raised its head and with a look of all sweet accord answered, "The names of those who love the Lord." "And is mine one?" said Abu. "Nay, not so," replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, "I pray thee then, write me as one who loves his fellow men." The angel wrote and vanished. It returned the next night with a great wakening light and showed the names whom love of God had blessed. And lo, Ben Adam's name led all the rest. This is Tom Hartman's show. I'm Jefferson Smith sitting in. We appreciate you joining us. The call-in number here is 202-808-9925. We will have, this is my dad at 10, I think we'll be getting a report from Ukraine. I have been thinking about Texas. I've been thinking about Texas because they had a vigil, and there's still a blame game happening. Now, when the word game is added to the word blame, it can cheapen it, as if accountability is only an exercise of sport, only something that scores points or shifting of responsibility as distinct from figuring out what needs to be learned. In a world that has so prioritized power and money and greed and selfishness, in a country that is doing that to too great a degree, the exercise in debriefing can look very much like an exercise in shifting blame, shifting responsibility, calling out somebody else, because you wouldn't want to lose votes, you wouldn't want to lose donations, you wouldn't want to lose customers. And that narrow-mindedness, that selfishness, often that greed, can keep us from being truthful to honestly grapple with problems. When over 100 people, including a bunch of young girls, die in a flood, everybody should care, and people should get on the same side of the table to figure out what should be done about not only it, but things like it. And how do we build governance structures that open the opportunity for more honest discussions, both better preparation in advance, but also honest discussions afterwards. To be clear, I am not saying, can't we all just get along? That's not my point. My point is that even for natural disasters, even for acts of God, and I mean that in the insurance sense, we have to be in a position to prepare, in a position to be honest after the fact. Are we really in that position? Can we really trust our federal government right now to, like right now, like even, let me even ask my conservative listeners and our swing voting friends, if this president came out with the announcement of what really happened, what was failed to get done or what did get done, and what needed to happen next, he came out and said, ah, here's the truth. And let's say liberals didn't exist. Liberals didn't exist, weren't part of the equation. But what he prepared was the same kind of stuff he does on just about anything. Would you trust it? Would you trust what he had to say? Would you say, oh yeah, this is an honest guy who is trying to grapple with problems facing the climate, facing weather, facing natural disasters. And he wants to make sure that public structures are in place. They're sufficiently funded, sufficiently coordinated. In whatever state it is, doesn't matter if it's a blue state or red state. And he's going to, even if somebody were to blame or a campaign contributor, even something needed to change was something that would impact campaign contributors, including maybe oil companies. Would you trust what he had to say? I think if we were being honest with ourselves, we wouldn't. That right now, what this president can be trusted to do is to fight against liberals and to fight for himself and for the concentric circles surrounding him until that set of concentric circles reaches a fence or maybe a wall. And on the other side of that wall is adversaries. I also wonder, would he put the same attention to it if it were in another state? Think about how he treated California. Think about his response to the fires in the Palisades and how that differed from how the world wants to act towards Texas. The president should be president for the whole country. We should be thinking about how we can build systems that work for the whole country, that think ahead and also look back. So I am wanting to grieve for those who lost and also wanting to make sure that a crisis isn't wasted and that we use these opportunities to learn. Some of the things that I'm reminded of don't inspire me. They concern me, which is one of the big reasons I'm grateful for all of you. Let's go straight to your calls. Let's take a call before we go. Let's go to Larry, who wins the Most Patient Listener Award because he has been huddled by his telephone next to his 3-foot-tall wooden Philco radio in his oil-heated home, just waiting still. And yes, how is an oil-heated home and a 3-foot-tall wooden Philco radio, and he also has a telephone? Don't ask me. I am still figuring that out. But he has been waiting to say his poem, and Larry, now's your chance.
It's an honor to speak to you, Jeff.
Likewise.
I really appreciate your substituted actions. Anyway, the poem I want to read, I will identify the author at the end, but somebody might poem.
Go ahead and do the poem. We timed it perfectly, so you can do the poem. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. Woman in the kitchen, man in the palace, worshiping the performance of the phallus. Gaming for power till their hearts grow callous, as if a human's just an animal with malice. Limp lance, phallocrat, finger on the trigger, go ahead and stay small while everything gets bigger. It's a bully's game, and I don't want to play. Why don't you think about a better one? See, of pink people. There's no such thing as a pure racial strain. Takes all colors to make a rainbow. Takes every part to make a working brain. The whole of history is a growing together. If you want pure, you're going to have caves again. Anyway, who needs a geek like the Grand Dragon so full of best his breath makes acid rain? And that's by Bruce Coburn.
Larry.
Singer-songwriter from Canada.
Larry, thank you so much for helping us open the show. Thanks for the poem. Thanks for being a friend of the show and part of this community. We appreciate you. We'll be right back here on Tom's show, here on your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. It's Thank You Thursday. Anything we should be careful for? Anything? Anything worth thanking? You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Extra.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control, say for your pits, package, and feet. Mando's science-based formula, pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. Eric from East Prairie, Missouri, word from you.
Well, I just wanted to say that if I'm a firm believer when someone tells you who they are, you should believe them. And for Trump to keep using this term of remigration, I believe that's what his ultimate goal is.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Eric. One of the things we're also dealing with right now, we got calls about it, is the aftermath and the run-up, too, because it hasn't been implemented yet. They've delayed the implementation so that it won't be felt immediately. And with probably midterms in mind, but of the big, horrific bill. Let's go to Jay from Tacoma, Washington. Jay, you're on air.
I've got a solution for a change, possibly. You got smarter listeners than I am. But how about create a national co-op of all these people that don't have or won't have insurance because they're taking it away, or the uninsured people out there? Join in, everybody pays in, or they could do paperwork or invest time into it and do a national co-op and do this on other issues if they're not going to create our government we need.
I will say, idea. No, this is really interesting. So the co-op model, alternative ownership models for businesses, I think is a really worthwhile subject, not only to dig into academically, but to start working on. A thing that has been hard for co-ops is collective action problems. How do you create enough incentive for people to dig in and really make it great and other people, you know, it's the classic tragedy of the commons, right? How do you make sure that the commons is something that's great rather than the commons is something that withers? That there are examples there are examples of excellent co-ops that exist in the world. Is it Mondrian, the one in Spain? I may have the name wrong, but there's one that's truly great. Having a really, really well-run healthcare-related co-op and health insurance-related co-op is a really smart idea, Jay. And if there are, and it would take excellent management. It would take real capital to start up, and that's one of the challenges. It would take real capital to start up, but I think it's a really interesting idea. So, anyway, last word?
If everybody's losing their money anyway, they might as well put it into something, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people uninsured out there. And say you got grocery stores that are closing. You could grow local food and create that thing. It's not just this issue.
Yeah, food co-ops.
We can co-op out of this.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Jay. Food co-ops exist. They're popular. You can get memberships to them. They're farmer co-ops. And I think, again, alternative ownership structures are a smart thing to dig into. And if we've got publicly interested entrepreneurs out there who want to start digging into it, let us know. Let's go to, where'd it go? Let's go to Chris from Littleton, Colorado.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff. Calling about the big barbaric bill.
Yep.
Republican cowardly traitors to the people voted to cut 17 million Americans who cannot care for themselves out of Medicaid.
Yep.
Old people thrown out of nursing homes, very sick, losing health care, mentally and physically disabled, losing care, veterans losing care, rural hospitals closed down, and millions will die so Republicans can loot the treasury and raise the debt by $3.5 trillion to give over $6 trillion to the richest billionaires in the world for no reason but greed.
I can't say it better, Chris.
I think Medicare and Social Security probably will be next.
In what we know is within bad wing think tanks, we had the discussion yesterday about the word right, but in the halls of and in the depths of bad wing think tanks, we know that finding pathways to undermine, either privatize or eliminate Social Security. We know it was Senator Lee, right, who got caught on camera saying that very thing, that he wanted to get, they needed to come after Social Security. Because ultimately, if your desire really is to get federal government small enough that you can flush it down the bathtub, then the biggest drivers, as we've said before, you know, nearly more than two-thirds, nearly three-quarters federal budget go to the following five things: Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, service and national debt, and U.S. military, right? Those five things. You can't meaningfully, the only way you can keep your false promise, and if it's not a false promise, it's a dastardly promise of legitimately shrinking government, then the only way to do it is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, service on the national debt, and U.S. military. Of course, you can't shrink service on the national debt. You can only shrink the national debt, that would shrink the service. Most of those folks don't want to shrink the military too much, so you're right. The only way for them to keep their promise to their mega donors, people like Mellon, Timothy Mellon, who put in $150 million to the Trump campaign, is by going after Social Security, Medicare, or even more Medicaid. Thank you so much, Chris. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'm a short timer. It's been an honor to be with you, and I'm not gone yet. 202-808-9925. Tom, we'll be back next Monday. Peter Galili is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for an urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Green Bay's own Frank Hermans into the studio to discuss his new show at the Meyer Theater. Then Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show to talk movies, TV, and Madison.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded nearly $2.3 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grant funding. The grant funding aims to help employers meet workforce needs in fields like healthcare, manufacturing, and construction through reimbursements for occupational training programs. Three Northwest Wisconsin businesses were among the grant awardees, including the West Eau Claire Rehabilitation and Nursing Center, Riverside Machine and Engineering in Eau Claire County, and Epicurean Cutting Surfaces in Douglas County. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force have been deployed to Texas to assist with search efforts following severe flooding. Five members of Wisconsin's Task Force 1 departed for Texas on Tuesday with three canines, specialized search equipment, and medical supplies. The Texas Division of Emergency Management requested assistance for 2 weeks, which could be shortened or lengthened based on need during the search operation. There were still over 150 people missing as a result of the flooding when the task force departed. Barron County residents are at odds over part of a plan to use the former student center at the UW-Eau Claire Barron County campus as a daycare center. Questions about fencing were raised at the Barron County Property Committee's meeting this week. The Rice Lake Area School District planned to install fencing along the popular Cedarside Trail for the safety of the kids at the daycare. Some residents are pushing back on that plan, saying that adding fencing would create an eyesore along the trail. The committee decided to seek additional input from the city. Governor Tony Evers visited Superior on Tuesday to see construction work on a lead pipe replacement project days after signing a bill allowing the city's utility provider to access federal funding. Superior Water, Light and Power is the only privately owned water utility serving a city in the state, which limited their ability to access the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program for infrastructure projects. Mayor Jim Payne says the additional funding will allow the utility to replace harmful lead service pipes across the city over the next 2 years at no cost to local residents. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes
right.
In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Pat Kreitlow is along. We'll also talk to Rusty Volk, the fair director, and Eric Anderson of the U.S. Coupe Championship.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
So much for all of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. folks. Welcome back. One thing I dug into last night as I was prepping was understand. It was in response to something I was hearing from listeners. And one listener in particular, one watcher, one member of the community in particular, who was saying, you know what, in terms of the things we can do, and I welcome, again, if people got anything that could go in the 50 Simple Things book, 50 Simple Things We Can Do to Save Democracy, or 50 Simple Things We Can Do to Build Democracy, or 50 Simple Things We Can Do to Build a Progressive Movement, got to think about what the best title is. But what are actions people can take that help? Still welcome your thoughts on actions we can take that will help. I like a call we just got that was suggesting, well, what about health insurance co-op? Joining one could be a simple thing. Starting one, the harder thing, maybe worth doing. The caller we had yesterday said, you know what, one thing I do is not just what I do do, but what I don't do. And I decided not to contribute to the Trump economy. I've decided not to engage with companies. They went further, just in general. They're saving a bunch of money, and you'd be able to use it to go on a trip at some point. And I went, and I just wanted to look at it. If people were wanting to be aware of who the companies were that were really giving Trump lots of money, who are they? Newsweek had a helpful story, and they are my source for the rundown I am about to do. So we know that Trump had reportedly three ultra mega historically large donors that gave amounts that the framers of the Constitution couldn't even imagine could exist to buy elections. And that's Elon Musk reportedly put in $290 million that we know about. Timothy Mellon, part of the Mellon family, gave $150 million. And the Adelson family, through one of their company vehicles, gave $106 million. So that's $500 million. That's $500 million. Let me say it again. That's $500 million just from those three. Here's some others. If you look at the folks who gave sort of double-digit millions, the WWE, Linda McMahon, a company called Hendrix Holding, Bigelow Aerospace. Here's one that I hadn't paid enough attention to. Isaac Perlmutter, he is the guy who owns Marvel. Disney owns Marvel, but he sort of runs Marvel. He's the operator of Marvel. And now it's owned by Disney through a strategic partnership, but he still gets the dough from it. And here's the quote from the Hollywood Reporter. Disney owns Marvel, but Ike gets to control every budget and everything spent on marketing down to the penny. Marvel operates as a semi-autonomous unit within Disney, similar to ESPN and Pixar, according to the Financial Times. So that's Isaac Perlmutter. And he gave $12.4 million. So when you're thinking about those Marvel movies, be aware that dude gets a bunch from it. Uline, big company, gave $10 million. Pratt Industries, Cantor Fitzgerald, ABC Supply, not to be confused with the news station, gave $10 or $11 million. British American Tobacco gave $10 million. Southern Waste Systems gave $9 million. Andreessen Horowitz, the investment firm, we know they gave $7 million that we know about. Here's one I didn't know. Jimmy John, the guy who runs Jimmy John's, the sandwich shop, $3.1 million. Every time you eat a Jimmy John's sandwich, you're supporting a guy who was one of Trump's biggest donors. The Bernard Marcus, former CEO of Home Depot, gave $2.7 million. The Winklevoss twins, those sweethearts that helped in the early days of Facebook and then sued Mark Zuckerberg, they gave $2.7 million. XL Communications, Geo Southern Energy, the J. Joe Ricketts of TD Ameritrade gave $2 million. Chevron gave $2 million. Robinhood Markets, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that company, but they've got an app out there. They gave $2 million to the Trump campaign. Roger Penske of Penske Corporation gave $1.1 million. Oh, we've got some others that gave pretty big amounts. AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, all of them each gave $1 million, probably making sure they weren't getting all sort of the big carriers, making sure they didn't get targeted. Q Cells, GEO, Abbott Labs, PayPal gave $250,000. Coca-Cola kicked in. Instacart and Airbnb kicked in $100,000. I don't know what they might have given on the other side. I don't. Once you have this large, large company that gives a six-figure gift, six-figure donation, I wonder if there's others. So anyway, those are some of them. But I decided not to eat at Jimmy John's yesterday. And, you know, there's a lot of really good sandwich shops out there, turns out. Let's go to Toti. Toti, you're on the air.
Hey, good. How are you? I wanted to speak about the protests, the No King's Day,
okay.
Because I am incredibly saddened and despondent, and I haven't heard anyone speak about this, and sadly, I think people are celebrating those protests as a success. I think they were a horrible failure. I think they were yes, an exercise in obedience and not a protest. And
Toti, you're calling from Iceland, is that true?
No, I'm calling from Malta, but I'm Icelandic.
Got it.
I live
calling
in Malta.
From Malta. Got it. Okay.
Right. But I participated in the pots and pans revolution in Iceland.
Okay.
And along with a quarter of my countrymen, at one point, the government said, "Oh, I'm sorry. So we gave all the bankers the key to all the credit of the country, and they're all bankrupt, and all the banks are bankrupt, and you've lost everything." Mm-hmm. And people weren't happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is that there were a series of protests, and they were nonviolent. Nobody was there to hurt anyone or to plant explosions or anything like that, but they were not peaceful. They were about disrupting the peace. They were about saying, we've had enough. And there was consistently more and more weight put on them. And in the end, people surrounded the parliament, not with weapons to raid it, but to pelter it with food and, you know, steer constantly, eggs. Same with police. They were just covered in food. And they were made exhausted from morning until night. And it's called pots and pans because everyone brought pots and pans and just constantly banged and screamed and blew whistles until the government had to resign. It wasn't about, oh, we are offended and we're going to show it by marching on a nice Saturday. No, it's here's the line. That's how democracy looks like. And the thing is that the overreach of the police, I mean, half an hour they closed a highway in L.A. Oh, my God, who's heard of such a tragedy? A minor inconvenience on par with a fender bender, and one of the very heroes of the protest is the one that employs militarized police with tear gas and rubber bullets to open the highway and applauds himself and the opposition for, we kept it so peaceful, there was no reason to use the Marines. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking back to
the No Kings protest, so your critique is that it was too nice of a Saturday, your critique is that weren't enough people, your critique is it was too peaceful.
The critique is this. Number one, much too few. It was 5 million according to Wikipedia. You need at least 3 to 4% on the street. You can look it up everywhere. At least. You need 10 to 15 at least, consistently. Second of all, there was this display, almost a beautiful art display of protest, where you had 3 or 4 robot cars driving down the streets, burning. No individual hurt, no glass broken, you know, just this car only owned by corporations. And the governor says, we will hunt them down and put them to prison. No, there are few bad apples. I want to have a T-shirt that says, we're all bad apples. I am Spartacus. It's nonviolent, but it should not be peaceful. And thirdly, it's the celebrating of it, happened weeks ago, which makes it how much fascism has happened in the 3 weeks since that little march has happened. No, the opposition hasn't begun, and I don't know what it takes for
all
people
right.
to wake up.
But all right, I tell you, well, I want to respond, and thank you. So here's where I'd agree, and here's where I'd quibble. I agree 5 million is not enough, and 5 million is a lot more than I've done. And 5 million is probably more than happened in Iceland. How many people, what's the population of Iceland?
It's 350,000.
Okay. So the so it
but
was
25% of the but 25% of the
oh I get it I get it and I know that Erica Chenoweth numbers the research from Harvard the research that showed that that if you can hit that sort of 3.5 at least in the past
yeah.
if you reach that sort of 3.5% number which in this country would be 11.9 million people so let's call it 12 million around that. That seems like a good number. Now that doesn't mean 12 million people showing up
yeah.
once. That means 12 million people consistently engaged in resisting the current regime of power. What I would say is, I agree is it needs to get bigger.
I agree with everything. Yeah.
What I don't agree with. We're about to go to break, and thank you very much, Tody. What I don't agree with is that I'm not sure that they did it wrong. I think they need to do it in a way that grows. I think the next one needs to be more. And I do think it needs to feel like not a celebration of completion, but an exercise in movement building that has to continue to grow and double and maybe double again. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So one of the simple things we can do to build democracy is to resist this current regime. How do we get to 12 million people doing consistently?
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on The Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county veteran service officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Mando's coming back to town because you probably shouldn't trust your deodorant if it's not Mando, because most deodorants just don't work for working guys. But then Mando rolled into town ready to tackle all over orders before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. If you use Mando, you get a Mando voice. Hey, no, you don't. That's not true. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide your first Mando purchase with code TOM and shop Mando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. Gwen, you are on the air. I think I heard you say you've been holding hospital rallies for 17 weeks trying to save rural hospitals. This is something I want to say thank you for. That this is the kind of thing, if we're going to get 12 million people around the country regularly participating in resistance and nonviolent protest, this is the kind of thing that seems really smart. But Gwen, I don't want to steal your thunder. Go ahead.
So the scientists said, hands off Medicaid and save our rural hospital. And it's actually wonderful. It's a wonderful collection of people. I use text to organize everybody and show up each week. And so what do we do this week after this big dumpster file that we've received as a country? And I don't know, we're probably one of 400 hospitals that will close, or hopefully we will find an alternative, and we're working on that as well for whole Washington. But I digress. So tomorrow I told everybody, let's just wear black. We'll start with that. But everybody is busy. They want to make signs, and everybody's having trouble. You know, what do our signs say? And I keep thinking, I want to make a banner, something like GOP healthcare plan, close this hospital 2027, so that 20 people can be holding that banner. We need to take advantage of this dumpster fire that we have and publicize the GOP responsibility for this. We need to place that fire and place that in the hands of the Republicans, because otherwise it's going to close and people quietly go about their business and we accept this as another normal thing to do as part of the Trump regime. So my question for you is, what should our signs say? Mine in particular, the one I'm working on right now, says GOP sold out Medicaid. You know, because we've all got, I want to alter our existing signs, so I'm going to get us old signs.
Question, Gwen. What a good question. I want to think about it a minute. I might be able to shoot from the hip and give you something that's not terrible.
And there are people listening who might also have ideas. Okay, but let me ask a question. What do you see as the objective for right now? I am projecting on you an objective of building more energy generally, of showing, I mean, to me, the magic is not just what the signs say, it's people showing up, right? People being there regularly and setting an example to other people of what they should be doing also. So to me, that is the objective, just having people there doing it and having more and more people raise awareness. But for you, as you think about the objective you want to accomplish, narrow or broad, how do you think about that?
I think it's global. I think I need to work on alternatives to healthcare. So, you know, whether it's a cooperative or something like Whole Washington, I think it's therapy. I think standing there with friends every week. Mm. And I was willing to stand there in the rain. I just by myself, you know, with a sign that just say, hey, wake up. I want to wake up the community. I want to outrage the community. I want to know, I want the state administrators to know we're standing here. We're hoping, we're waiting. We need a solution to this. And 50% of my community is Republican, and I want them to eat this. I want to put up a thermometer that says money raised to help replace the money that's been taken away from Medicaid. Because 40% of our budget is Medicaid or Medicare related. So, you know, they're destroying our healthcare.
I've got a thought, Gwen, and this is, I'm going to tell you what I think the top objective is. I already sort of said it, but after listening to you, I'm even more convinced. I believe your top objective is to recruit. I think your top objective is movement building. Your top objective is enrolling more people in a movement that is in favor of public health care, that is in favor, be that Medicaid or beyond, that is opposed to the current regime who's crushing it, and that is wanting to raise awareness around the attacks to it and the people who are going to be harmed from it. That, to me, is that growing that movement itself, that recruitment itself, to me, is the objective. So I'd be thinking about, with your signs, how do you do that? One of the reasons I like the idea of people making their own is because making their own could be part of the fun. It could be part of what they do. You could even reward sort of best sign each day, right? Best new sign each day, most consistent person each day. I'd be sort of building, I'd sort of gamify it a little bit to think about how the people who participate enjoy and want to keep coming back and how more people want to enjoy it. The other thing in terms of the words on the sign, which is a question you asked, I might think about a question. You might be able to come up with a better one than this, but it might be simple. It might be as simple as, like, who stands for healthcare? And because you'd be standing there holding the banner, holding the signs, who stands for healthcare? And also welcoming. Hey, do you stand for healthcare? Maybe you should join us. Or maybe you, at some point you get a little URL on a sign or a scan code, which is a way for then people to say, I stand for healthcare, and therefore I'm going to donate or I'm going to go online. So who stands for healthcare? If I had to pick one thing, shooting from the hip, that'd be it. I think your goal is to recruit.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage. But what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Louise and I love this product. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Louise puts a scoop in our coffee in the morning. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/THOM. Feel better, look younger.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could it be lower testosterone?
Lower T.
Happens to most guys after 40. I was in the same boat until I started using Nugenix Total T2.
Total T2, the new one I've seen on TV.
Yep, it's the next generation testosterone booster for both free and total testosterone. It's packed with even more man-boosting power, sending nitric oxide levels skyrocketing in just 3 hours.
It actually works?
I feel like I'm in my 20s again. I've got more energy, better results in the gym, and things are even better in the bedroom. Send them a text and get a complimentary bottle.
Text now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the number one testosterone brand at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, absolutely free. Text BOSS to 321321. That's BOSS to 321321. BOSS to 321321.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 120 people now confirmed dead following the July 4th flash floods in Texas Hill Country. More than 160 others still missing. AmeriCare's Jack O'Rourke says they're also tending to survivors and first responders, many who have lost everything or don't have access to health care and medicine.
In the coming days, we're going to see more and more health needs emerge. From people who have lost their medications to displaced people who need access to hygiene kits and to other sort of essential supplies.
In New Mexico, deadly flash floods last weekend blamed for at least 3 deaths in a village that was devastated by wildfires last year. Dozens of homes also impacted. More rain on the way in the coming days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart meeting in Malaysia today on the sidelines of the annual Association of the Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum. That meeting comes after the U.S. resumed weapons shipments to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
As